Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Friday, October 24th, and it feels like the market wants to end the week with a bang.
It absolutely does. The futures are pointing to a higher open across the board. S&P futures are up about 20 points, and the NASDAQ is leading the way, up over 120. There's a definite positive vibe this morning.
And a lot of that seems to be circling back to two big themes, earnings and trade. Let's start with trade. What's the latest?
The big news is that President Trump has confirmed he's meeting with Chinese President Xi next week, on October 30th. That's injecting a lot of optimism. You know, hopes are rising that we could see a deal. The market loves any sign of progress on that front.
Right. But in a strange twist, he's also terminated all trade talks with Canada? That seems abrupt.
It's a classic headline risk move. The market is choosing to focus on the bigger story, which is China. For now, the Canada news is just noise, but it's something to keep on the radar. The focus is squarely on the potential for a U.S.-China breakthrough.
Got it. Okay, let's pivot to earnings, because one name is really lighting up the pre-market and pulling the whole sector with it. I'm talking about Intel.
Oh, absolutely. Intel delivered a fantastic quarter. They beat on both the top and bottom lines. EPS came in 21 cents ahead of expectations. The stock is up a whopping 7% in the pre-market. This is what we call the Intel effect. It's lifting the entire semiconductor space.
So chipmakers are definitely the group to watch at the open. Any other earnings reports that stood out to you from this morning's flood of releases?
Well, Ford also had a really solid report, beating estimates by 10 cents a share. The stock is up almost 4%. On the other side of the coin, though, Alaska Air is struggling. They missed by 27 cents and guided Q4 below consensus. To make matters worse, they're also dealing with a major IT outage canceling flights. A double whammy for them.
Yikes. Never a good combination. Now, we have a ton of economic data coming out today, but there is one report that feels more important than usual.
You're talking about the September CPI print at 8:30 Eastern. And yes, it's crucial. This is a delayed release because of the government shutdown, so the market is starved for inflation data. The consensus is for a 0.4% increase.
And this is all happening with the Fed meeting just around the corner. What are the odds looking like for a rate cut?
They are incredibly high. The CME FedWatch tool is showing a 96.7% probability of a 25 basis point cut this month. And get this, a 90% chance of another cut in December. The market has fully priced in a more accommodative Fed.
So a hot CPI number could really throw a wrench in things?
It could, but it would have to be a major surprise. The narrative right now is that the Fed is going to cut, and it would take a significant data shock to change that. Still, expect some volatility right at 8:30.
I was looking at some sentiment analysis this morning. It described the mood as cautiously optimistic, but made a really interesting point about declining volume on this recent move up. What's your read on that?
I saw that too, and I completely agree. The price action is positive, no doubt, but the low volume suggests a lack of strong conviction. It feels like traders are riding the wave, but they're not committing huge amounts of capital. They're waiting for a real catalyst, maybe that CPI number, to really press their bets.
So what are the key levels traders should be watching on the major indexes, say for the SPY and QQQ?
For the SPY, the big support level is down at 670. That's where buyers have stepped in before. Resistance is the recent high around 675. For the QQQ, look for support at 610 and resistance up at 615. A strong break above those resistance levels on high volume could signal the next leg up.
Okay, let's talk individual movers. We're seeing some big analyst calls. Coinbase got a major upgrade from JP Morgan.
Yes, upgraded to overweight with a $404 price target. That's a huge vote of confidence. But on the flip side, Snap was downgraded to sell at Stifel with a $6.50 target. It really shows the bifurcation in the tech space right now. Analysts are picking their winners and losers very carefully.
And any other news catching your eye? I saw Target is planning layoffs.
That's right. About 1,800 corporate jobs. It's part of a big operational revamp to boost sluggish sales. Also, in the M&A world, Nicolet Bankshares is buying Midwest One in an all-stock deal. It's a busy morning for corporate news, for sure.
So to wrap it all up, what's the key takeaway for traders heading into the opening bell?
The wind is at the market's back this morning. You have positive trade sentiment and strong earnings from a bellwether like Intel. The path of least resistance seems to be higher. But watch that volume. The cautiously optimistic take is the right one. Be nimble around that 8:30 CPI data. I'd be watching the tech and consumer discretionary sectors as they're showing the most relative strength.
A risk-on mood, but don't get complacent. Excellent advice. That's all the time we have for this morning's briefing. Thanks for listening to The Morning Dose. Have a great trading day and a wonderful weekend.